Oh, I like that song so much. That's from a local area band called Bossa Nova Beatniks. I love that name, too. Bossa Nova Beatniks, from their album Bongo Crossing. I'm sorry, Danger Bongo Crossing. Actually, remember we were talking about this photograph, this album title, Danger Bongo Crossing, and the fact that there's a photo on the cover of the CD of a sign, like a wooden sign in what looks like a field somewhere. And on this wooden sign are these white letters, and the white letters say Danger Bongo Crossing. And this is the title of the album. Well, I heard from, I'm trying to remember how now, I think maybe he sent me an email or something. I heard from the guy who took the picture. And I believe he was in Africa. He was riding along in a very rural area somewhere in Africa and came across this sign. And evidently a bongo is in fact an animal. Now let me see. I've got my dictionary out. I wonder if it'll be in here. B-O-N... B-O-N-I, B-O-N-E, B-O-N-F, E-F-G, G, G, bongo. Small pair of drums. An African antelope. There you go. Second definition of bongo. An African antelope that is chestnut red with narrow white vertical stripes and is found in forests from Sierra Leone to Kenya. So this guy thought this was a delightful, you know, picture. It was a found work of art, right? He took a picture of this sign that says Danger Bongo Crossing and brought it back to his friends, the Bossa Nova Beatniks, and they immediately decided it was the title of and the cover for their album. Danger Bongo Crossing. See, back in the Shel Silverstein, Beatnik, New York Village, San Francisco, North Beach days, a sign that said Danger Bongo Crossing would have a whole different meaning. But wherever this guy was traveling in Africa, it refers to these antelopes. All right, so that song is called New York Town. Trish Murphy before that. That's an unreleased recording. It's from an album that's due out later this summer.